Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Sudan joins Saudi Arabia and Bahrain in severing ties with Iran. Saudi Arabia's allies curbed their diplomatic links with Iran on Monday, following Riyadh's decision to sever its relations with Iran after protesters stormed the country's embassy in Tehran. Bahrain and Sudan cut their diplomatic ties to Tehran, while the United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with Iran, limiting the number of Tehran's diplomats in the country and reducing the representation to a charge d'affaires rather than an ambassador. The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Sunni Saudi Arabia's execution Saturday of a leading Shiite cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. This is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
It is hugely concerning because, of course, we want to see stability in the Middle East. We want to see good relations between the different countries in the Middle East, not least because that will be absolutely essential for solving the crisis that we have in Syria, which is the source of so many of these problems. And specifically on Saudi Arabia, let me be clear, we condemn and do not support the death penalty in any circumstances, and that includes Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir announced Sunday that all Iranian diplomats must leave the country within 48 hours. The British Foreign Office says it's examining a video circulated Sunday purporting to show an Islamic State execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria. Now, the 10-minute film depicted the men allegedly confessing to espionage. One of the gunmen said the execution was a message to David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, who has ramped up attacks on Islamic State insurgents in Iraq and Syria. The purported spies were then shot in the head. The U.S. government has shut down a drone base in southern Ethiopia. It was part of the U.S. anti-terrorism effort in the region. The U.S. Embassy in Addis Ababa told VOA that the U.S. personnel are no